Flag and a Dragon, why are you a part of this? Jimmy just said, come to Mackay.
He got me in a headlock not so long ago and said, you got to come with me up to this fantastic luncheon. Johnny Glanville's involved at his place. Very easy, just a dozen guys sitting around having a few beers and a few laughs and a bit of a chat about, well, my game, cricket. And raise some money for a good cause, the children's hospitals around the place. So when you sort of put it like that, I'm in.
Okay. I do have a question for you, though. Do you like this sort of weather before cyclone season, or do you love being out on the cricket field? I mean, it's been a few years. What would you rather be, around a bar, or would you rather be out on the field?
That is a really tough question, because I've had a lot of hard days in the hot sun out playing cricket, and you sort of dream about being in a situation like this, having cold beers and beautiful seafood. That is a real toughie. If I've got to go and play cricket now, as against doing this, well, this would win every time. Back in the day, cricket was a pretty important part of my life, so that'd probably have to take precedence.
Obviously, borders opening up on Tuesday. Yep. We can go into New South Wales. And why is Queensland better than New South Wales? Why is it better than Victoria?
Well, just have a look at this weather. I mean, it's hard to beat. And this is all year round, isn't it? It gets hot or hotter. So it's hard to beat the Queensland coastline, the Queensland lifestyle, and the Queensland rugby league team. Even though they're the worst ever, they still beat New South Wales. So, what more can I say?
I know. Jimmy, can you come over just 1 second, please? I'm just asking Alan Border, why is Queensland better than Victoria? Why is it better than New South Wales? What's your answer?
Well, without notice, it's just a no-brainer. We showed last week in the Origin why we're better than New South Wales. Our third-grade worst side in the world, apparently. Still hoping to get across the line. Yeah. And you can't even get in and out of Victoria. I reckon they should have put the borders up 25 years ago. Why would you want to live there?
I know, right? Flagon and Dragons, close to your heart.
Oh, well, yeah, we've been doing this for a long time. You know, John, asked me over 10 years ago to, if we do like a Larrikin's lunch as an auction item to raise money for the Mackay Kids Hospital, the Children's Hospital. So, great cause. And, it's just, I suppose, what the Bulls Masters organisation, we try and help things in regional Queensland as much as we can. So to help out and give a bit of profile to get a luncheon happening to raise money for that sort of cause is a great thing.
And you couldn't find anyone higher up the rank with Alan Border. My God, you've got pretty high.
Yeah, we started off with Alfie, so literally started with a real short bloke. But Alfie, Buff Lehman, Tomo, Gigi, Gilmeister, and now AB. So, you don't get much better than, Queensland legends than that.
What have our boys got for a plan for COVID, post-COVID, or if COVID's ever going to leave us, Alan? This is
going to
be an interesting summer.
I've got to admit, I know a lot of people have done it tough, but me personally, I've quite enjoyed sort of being at home and not having to sort of go to the airport every other day and flying somewhere.
Yeah.
I've quite enjoyed that sort of, not so much isolation, but just a relaxed lifestyle.
Yep.
So I don't know, post-COVID, when I've got to go actually work for a living, it could get very serious stuff.
Question for you both, though. John Glanville's moustache.
Can't wait for the December 1st.
He's got that porn star look, hasn't he?
He does, isn't he?
Yes.
He loves it. He says he doesn't like it. I think Gail likes it.
He does. He rates it. He's going to keep it, he reckons, well into December.
Enjoy the beers, guys.
Thanks very much.
Flagon and Dragon, you've been involved in this for many years.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I was a contributing member of society and had a small business in town, I was involved, and then I stayed involved. This little events now, this is the sixth one we've had, so it's over 12 years effectively, and Jimmy's been good enough to donate his time and find some of his associates to come along, and obviously we've had Alfie in the past, and Gilly and Andrew G and Buffy, Darren Lehman and Tomo, and we've been lucky enough this year to get Alan Border here. So the guys that buy the lunch at the Flagon and Dragon contribute a significant amount of money to the children's hospitals of the region, and we try and repay it with a memorable day. So
it's more memorable because of the moustache too, don't you think?
Yes,
it's a good looking one.
Oh, I got to tell you, mate, Movember. Sadly for me, John Holmes and me, the only thing that's similar about us is the moustache. So.